The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eli Marburger, Pesach in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Ketidat Amud Beis says, how do you know when Shabbos was in Yom Kippur, that's us in Knevis Yerek? Tamloima Shabbos. That's also to do with Knevis Yerek. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that the chiddush over here is that a regular week is pashut, that is the Isser of doing Hachana, you're not prepared from Shabbos for the weekday. The chiddush over here is that you might think of Shabbos Yom Kippur, that's in Nefesh involved, which we may go, still, it's going to be awesome. So I want to focus in today's share more on the first part of Rashi, the Isser of preparing from Shabbos to the weekday. Rashi says, why is it Aser? Because you've been Matriah, you're not allowed to work on Shabbos for the weekday. What's a classic example of this? After Shal Shudas, and it's before, say, Shabbos, somebody wants to clean up the Shabbos table. Is it mutter to do it or not? So the place can say, that's going to be Aser. Because the only reason why you want to clean up now, there's no benefit in cleaning up now. The only reason you want to clean up now is because you have a little extra time before Ma'ariv, and it'll save you time with the Shabbos. So that's the reason why you're doing it. Therefore, it's going to be usher, because you'll be mashfiach on Shabbos for something which you're not giving any benefit now. You're only going to benefit from a bunch of Shabbos. Another example, a place to give, you want to wash the dishes. You're not allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos. If you don't plan on using the dishes anymore on Shabbos, the only reason why you're washing the dishes is to save yourself time on a bunch of Shabbos. That's going to be usher. What about someone wants to bring a sitter from Meir? That's a very interesting Shiloh. What's a Shiloh? Do you say, when somebody's bringing a sitter from Ma'ariv, so Ma'ariv has, it's still Shabbos, it's the end of Shabbos, so is that cool, you're doing Tercha for the weekday? Or that's cool for now? So they send the shot to Chaim Kanievsky, and Chaim said, even bringing a sitter from Ma'ariv, that's going to be a problem. And he said, if you look in Hilchos Megillah, the Shai Tshuva says that when Purim is much as Shabbos, the Shai Tshuva says, you're not allowed to bring your Megillah on Shabbos for Matzah Shabbos, because that's a problem of Achana. Now, the story of Achana is if you're doing something where there's no benefit now, the only reason why you're doing it is to save yourself time on Matzah Shabbos. But let's say there is a benefit now. For example, you have a bunch of dirty dishes in your sink. Now, there could be two reasons why you're washing the dishes. One reason why you want to wash the dishes is because you have a whole house to clean with Shabbos, and you want to start now. That would be usher. But sometimes you want to wash the dishes on Shabbos because the house just feels messy. It just feels messy if there are dirty dishes lying around, and therefore you want to wash them now in order to make the room look more neat. Or if you leave the dirty dishes around, some places it could attract bugs, and you can get bugs. So for the other place, we say that being the reason why you're doing it is not for Mitzvah Shabbos. The reason why you're doing it is to get a benefit now. Therefore, that would be mutter. Same thing, are you allowed to make your bed? So it depends why you're making your bed in the morning. If you're making your bed in the morning, so when you go to sleep Mitzvah Shabbos, you should go into a nice ready-made bed. So then it'll be awesome, because the reason I'm making bed now is not for now. I'm making it for Mitzvah Shabbos. But the reason why I'm making the bed is because I want to have a neat room, and it bothers me for the room not to be neat. That'll be mutter, because I'm getting a benefit now. Same question, the Yisrael Shemazama. Are you allowed to study at the Gemara Test on Sunday? Are you allowed to study for the Gemara Test on Shabbos or not? Is that called that I'm preparing on Shabbos for the week? Because right now, the only reason I'm studying for the week. I'm not studying for now. So Shem Zaman said, Shabbos brings down a parakah fes, kuf samach fes, that even though the reason why you're doing it is you're studying for the week, but right now you're getting a mitzvah talmud Torah. You're doing something now. So if you're accomplishing something now, you're getting a mitzvah talmud Torah. That's not called you're preparing for the week. That's called you're getting something now. Therefore, it'll be mutter. Now, a very interesting shaila is, Rashi says the risa is preparing from Shabbos to the weekday. Let's say you want to prepare from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos. For example, after you finish the Suda, you want to wash up the Becher. You're not going to use the Becher during the week. You can use it the next Shabbos. Is that a problem of Achana or not? Another example is, you want to wash the Shabbos dishes, which you never use during the week. So the question is, do you say, is this achana only when you're praying from Shabbos to the week? Or even if you're doing it for a different Shabbos, but being that you only need it now for Shabbos, maybe that'll be also. So the Rach on Kuf Gimel and Beis, which sounds like it's mutter. There's also a Mishnah Berurah on Tav Kuf Gimel, Shatzin, Dalet. Also has a Mishmaris with that mutter. But the Maisa, it seems to be that right place, the Shabbos being down, Shmir Shabbos being down, that they say that this Tesefta, which seems to say that it's Osir to prepare for one Shabbos to another Shabbos, therefore it's better for one to be Machmer in a normal situation, that you should not watch the Becher for one Shabbos to another Shabbos, it's better for one to be Machmer. Now sometimes you want to do something because you want to save the thing from getting ruined. For example, you have laundry out on the line and you see it's about to rain. So the question is, are you allowed to take in the laundry now? Or you say, that's a palm achana. Being I'm not using laundry on Shabbos, I'm not going to use it till much of Shabbos. That's called, I'm preparing from Shabbos to Chol. So the place we say that whenever you're doing something, the reason why you're doing it is to save yourself from having a hefsid, to save yourself from having a loss, that's mutter. The only problem is the zilzal Shabbos, that why you're doing it now, do it much of Shabbos, but something which has to be done now, because if things are going to get ruined, that's not a problem of chana, and that's going to be mutter. A couple weeks ago, I invited over six spachim for the Shabbos Suda, and only three of them showed up. So I had a lot of extra food, so I wanted to pack up the bachrim to bring back to the dorm in case I have extra food for during the week. So the question is there any way which you could do that in a way which it will be mutter? So come back to this. Let's first discuss the shadow washing dishes first. So we said before that it depends why you're washing the dishes. If you're washing the dishes to save yourself time on Mr. Shabbos, that's going to be awesome. But if you want to wash the dishes because you have some type of tehillah now, it'll be mutter. So look at in Shin Chaf Gimel, Sivvav, Mechav brings down, that Madichim came to Tzorech HaYoyim. You're allowed to wash dishes, the Tzorech HaYoyim, that if you're planning on using that day, if you're going to Shinush Le'adayin Suda Lechel, you're before the Suda, and you have to eat, so then you're allowed to wash dishes. And the Mechav says, let's say you have a whole big sink full of dirty dishes, 20 dirty dishes, and you only need two of them. Like the Mechaber, that you're allowed to wash all of them. Why? Being that I could choose which one I want to use, so I have a right to wash all of them, and the answer is on the side which ones to use. This is a very big hefker. Even though you're not going to end up using all the dishes, but if I need to use some of the dishes, it's a mutter for me to wash all the dishes, and then afterwards I'll pick. Interesting discussion the place is, let's say I only need two dishes. And I have two dishes which are clean. Do I have to use those two dishes? Or no? I could say, I'm gonna wash all the dishes, and I'll use one of those. So Mr. Feinstein and Mr. Nacralis, they both said they have a right to wash all the dishes and decide you want to use those. Why? Because it's not called I was prepared for the weekday. I ended up using two of these dishes. That's not called I washed for the weekday. So here we see a big insight in Achana. That if you do something which you do one big maisa, and some of the things I'm going to use from it, that's not called Achana. So if you want to send food back to the dorm for the bachrim, if the bachrim will eat some of the food on Shabbos, even though they're not going to be using all the food, but same thing like washing dishes. Just like we said about washing dishes. I have a right to say, I want to wash all the dishes, and I'll pick afterwards which ones I'm going to use. So too over here. If the bathroom will eat from the food on Shabbos, they eat from the food on Shabbos, even though they're not going to be using all the food, but being that there is some type of ta'elos on Shabbos, therefore, it'll be mutter. What about sleeping on Shabbos? Somebody says he wants to go to sleep in order that he should be awake during the week. Or it's very commonly Erev Shavuos is on Shabbos, or Erev Pesach, so you want to tell your kids go to sleep in order that you should stay up. Is that a problem of Achana or not? So the Mishavir says that depends. If you just go to sleep and you don't speak out why you're doing it, so then it's mutter. It doesn't look like Achana, you're sleeping now, it's going to be mutter. But Mishmura says, you shouldn't speak out, I'm going to sleep, in order to stay up. That one shouldn't do. So it's also, let's say, Tisha B'Av is Matzah Shabbos, and you need extra food in order to shake the fast. So based on this Mishmura, you're allowed to eat extra food, but you shouldn't speak out. The reason why I'm doing it is in order to have Klayach on Tisha B'Av, because that would be the Shabbos if I won't do that. Just one more Shaila. What about Yontif, first day Yontif, the second day Yontif, is a mutter to take out, you have a frozen challah or a frozen soup, and you want to take it out of the freezer in order for it to defrost the night. So Pashtus, just like this minister preparing from Shabbos to the weekday, the Gemara says also preparing from one day Yontif to the second day Yontif is also Parama Avachana. What's the reason why? Because one of the days of Yontif is really a weekday, which is Machmer, because Safek, we don't know which day is Yontif, therefore Machmer for both of them. But really, one day Yontif should really be a weekday. Therefore, it's us to prepare from one day to the other day. Chayadim says a very important thing. Chayadim says that if you take the food out early on in the day, where it's possible that you can use it on Yontif, and also you're doing the Tzarech Mitzvah, and it's not nicker, it's not clear that the reason why you're doing it is to prepare for the next day, then the Chayadim says, the Mokim Tzarech will come out, that'll be mutter. Let's just have a quick review. Hachan is Aster, you now prepare from Shabbos to the weekday, one Shabbos and another Shabbos also, the place we say Lech Kiddush Mimachmer. It's only considered hachana if there's no benefit now. Somebody's washing dishes to use now. He wants to clean up his room just so it should be neat now. That's not a problem of hachana. The reason why you're preparing is to save yourself from a loss, like the example we gave by the rain, that you bring in the laundry in order that it shouldn't get ruined. That's also going to be mutter. And if someone wants to go to sleep, he shouldn't speak out that the reason why he's going to sleep is in order to have a kirch for the weekday. He's allowed to go to sleep, and he shouldn't speak it out. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful day.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.